My name is Françoise Ramel. I live in Pontivy since a long, long time. I'm elected, and I'm here to answer to your question, for your questions.
Yes. What I'd like to know, Françoise, is how, when, and where you met Liban.
Liban Douale is my neighbor. He lives in my street. Probably we could not meet each other. Because life is like this, he is a refugee, I am elected, but before he arrived there, I met other refugees in this house, younger people from south of Sudan. And it was my first contact with refugee in my street. And yes, I wanted to know what was their story. It was difficult because they can't speak French. Also, they can't speak English. And when I have the opportunity to meet Liban, I go to the house to see my friends of South Sudan. They were gone because refugees, they arrive in Pontivy and then they go to other cities. And there was a lot of men in this house, and the only one who can speak English was Liban. But we don't meet this first day, but after in the street it was easier to say hello, how are you?
So how did he get legal status here? I believe that's quite recent.
The legal statute is a demandeur d'asile. First, he went to Iraq with Libya and so on in Italy. He wanted direct come into France. But it was a long, long, long way. He stayed 14 months in Germany. And in Germany, they give him work. He could work. He has everything. But he can't get a legal status. That's why he escaped from Germany after 14 months. Because he was afraid if police catch him, he goes back to Italy because of this European strange politics about refugee. So he decided to escape, and symbolic perhaps, he arrived in France 1st January this year. And it was difficult, but he succeeded to arrive to Paris. It was very, very difficult. He succeeded to arrive to Paris, and Paris, he get a lot of chance. The government give him a normal statute. Normal means whatever happens to you, Liban Douale, you never come back to Germany or to Italy. And that's enough for him. He say, I want to stay in that country. Tell me what you want, yes or no, but I want to stay in that country. And since 1st January, he has a processus to demand d'asile. And we are waiting now to the answer of the government about he can stay or not.
So I understand you went to, was it Japan recently to...
Yes, so 1 month ago he was in Paris. I was with him because it's difficult for a young man who can't speak French to get in Paris and to find the way to go to this important rendezvous in OFPRA. OFPRA is the name of the institution who receives the refugee to say them, yes, you can stay, or no, you have to go away. It's difficult, no? As human. So 1 month ago he was there, and Friday I drive him in van to prefecture. It was also difficult to get this paper, but we get this paper. So today Liban Douale is a young man who can work in France after 9 months interdiction to work. Also, Liban comes from a country with civil war. It's a young man with ideal. He understands the world through his experience as a young man from the forest in Somalia who never know a government. So when he meet a government, this young man, he dream from Angela Merkel, he dream of Emmanuel Macron, he think it's an example. And he can't understand if he drives this country, as he tell me, Liban, he says, all these young people coming from Africa, it's good for you because it's energy, it's motivation. I don't understand. We just here on beds and waiting for what? And sometimes he's disappointed, you know. Sometimes he come, he say, Françoise, I go to England because I speak English. I speak English. Why I stay in France? I don't understand. It's easier for me to go to America, like my friend, to go to England. Yesterday he tell me he has a friend in Calais waiting to go to England. And I tell him, tell them to come in Pontivy. We need these people. Tell them. He said, no, they don't want to come to Pontivy. They don't want to stay in France. They ask, I say, Liban, tell your friend, you happy here, you like to live here. Say, yes, for me, it's okay. But for these people, there is no advantage in France. I want to tell you something, Hélène, today, because I'm shocked with a lot of things Liban tells me. I can't tell you everything. And also, it's Liban to tell his own story, not for me to tell that. But I want to tell something. Liban saves the life in Germany for a little girl from 4 years old. Liban doesn't know to swim. Also, Liban doesn't know how he is alive. He should die in the Mediterranean. Also, he wanted to die there. But his body is young, he's strong. He can swim 3 hours in Mediterranean, but he never learned to swim. He learned in Pontivy. Now he swim good. But in Germany, this young man, he doesn't know to swim. He see a young little girl in danger of death. He don't think one second, he go in the water, he saves this little girl. What the family says, what the people, German people who was there with Liban, Dankeschön. For me, it's a tragedy. For me, it's a tragedy. If you can't recognize in one person his humanity, his courage, is abnegation. I don't know if it's abnegation. It's abnegation when your life that have no price, but the life of another one has price for you. You don't know this little girl. He saves this little girl. So I'm really, as European citizen, I shame. Yeah. And that's why I do my best for this man, and I will do my best for another man, another woman who has a lot of humanity. Liban saves lives on the travel from Somali till Pontivy. Somali, Pontivy, for a bird is 7,000 kilometers, for a bird, direct, 7,000 kilometers. We make a lot of kilometers in our lives because we have cars.
Of course.
Because we have television, we have everything.
We take it for granted.
I want to go to Sahara. Yes. I go from 3 o'clock in the morning, in the evening, I am Sahara. And I have good time in Sahara. All these people who leave their country because of wars, They travel in bad condition. They don't have to eat. They don't have to die. It's a drink. They are humiliated. There is a lot of sadism. The people who make business with all these lives are criminals, are real criminals.
Oh, it's corrupt where they are.
Yes,
corrupt.
Yes.
And they take the money and promise them that they will.
They take the money. They take the woman. They take the lives. Everybody. Yes. They have power like Nazis. About Juden, they have power of life of everybody, and if they need to get a little excitation, they kill. That's enough. So we should shame the way we receive these people. We should shame, because I never survive this travel. I know that. Also, I never survive what he meet in Paris. The first contact with Paris, what? Policeman, gazage, they may put gas, lacrimogen in the eyes. He sleep outside with snow on him. That was the 1er janvier, 1st January. This year in Pontivy, next year, 1st January 2019 for Liban, will be in Pontivy his first birthday, French birthday. And we have already a lot of friends, and we will be together to be with Liban and to say, joyeux anniversaire, Liban. You're welcome. This is your country. Whatever the government tell you, this is your country if you decide it is your new life. And we are your new family. Because Liban lost everything in Somali.
I know, yes. Thank you very much, Françoise, for telling your side of Liban's story. It's very, very interesting. And thank you for all the support and help.